जय जय श्री राधे श्याम निताई गौर हरिव। जय जय श्री राधे श्याम जय निताई जय गौर। अद्य आम्रा पुनः श्रवण करते चलेछि।
Again, we are going to hear about Srimati Radharani's separation from Sri Krishna and lamentation. What does Bhramar Geet, the song of the bumblebee, mean? Srimati Radharani is constantly absorbed in Sri Krishna. And she is crying, lamenting. Sometimes Radharani is in man, transcendental anger. Sometimes in Abhiman she is expressing transcendental ego. And like that she enters into variety of kingdoms of bhavas, transcendental loving feelings towards Krishna. And directly speaking to Uddhavji Maharaj, she is addressing Bumblebee. Hey Bumblebee, you're again and again trying to speak Sri Krishna Katha to us. And in this way you're trying to pacify us. But look, not only Sri Krishna, but we have given up anything that only has hue of Sri Krishna, his Shyam Varna, that dark bluish blackish color. You want to speak so much about him, but look, it doesn't have any value. Why? Because more than you, we have examined him from very close, and we have understood who is he. He is great cheater. There is no value in speaking about him. He has given up us. And today, he has thrown us in the ocean of distress. And he has forgotten about us forever. So you think that you know more about Sri Krishna than us? And second thing, you think that you know more about us about him? Hey Bumblebee, go away, go back from where you have come. Since Uddhavji Maharaj has come, Srimati Radharani is asking questions and she is answering her own questions. In the mood of her transcendental anger towards Sri Krishna, she is chastising him, finding faults about him. Srimati Radha Thakurani and Srimati Radha Thakurani's Sakis, they have qualification to find faults with Krishna. They have such a power and they have such a qualification. She's saying to Bumblebee, what new are you going to tell us about Sri Krishna? We know everything related to him. Radharani is expressing so much man, transcendental anger towards Sri Krishna. That's very deep kata from the kingdom of bhavas, kingdom of her loving transcendental feeling towards Sri Krishna. And it's very hard to understand it. It's very hard to understand Radha Tattva, transcendental truth about Sri Radha. In actuality, it's not possible to find faults with the Lord, otherwise he wouldn't be called, considered to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Sri Radharani is in such a divine mood towards Sri Krishna. In Vraja, Sri Radha Thakurani and her sakis, they are finding faults with Sri Krishna. They are chastising him. Today is 14th day since we are hearing this katha, as Srimati Radharani is not able to have the darshan of Sri Krishna, and as a result she is expressing her man, transcendental anger, abhiman, transcendental ego. She's saying to Bumblebee, you're trying to speak to us about that cheater Sri Krishna, is this why you have come? He has cheated us so much, in such a way that we couldn't ever imagine, even in our dreams. Sri Radharani is saying these further shlokas. What is Radharani saying? Kopindra is another name for the king of monkeys, Bali Maharaj. Sri Ramachandra, he has killed Kapindra or Bali Maharaj. If a hunter is killing an enemy, they're doing that because they want to eat its meat. And Sri Radharani is saying to Bumblebee, oh Bumblebee, your Sri Krishna, he has appeared in Treta Yuga as Sri Ramachandra, being known as Maryada Purushottam, the greatest one that was following rules and regulations. But where is his following of rules and regulations? Is it possible that someone kills enemy while hiding behind a tree? Shall any courageous hero kill his enemy while hiding behind a tree? This is exactly what your friend Sri Krishna, as Sri Ramachandra did. He has killed Bali Maharaj while hiding behind the tree. In the same way as the hunters are killing the animals. That's condemned behavior. So why are you trying to speak to us about him? We don't want to hear it. And what else did he do in Treta Yuga? Ravana's sister Surpanaka has come to him, to Sri Ramachandra, to develop loving relationship with him. And your blackish Krishna, your cheater Krishna, he didn't develop loving relationship with her. and above that, what did he do? He has cut her nose and ears. What can you tell us about that cheater, Shri Krishna? Great Jnani, great knowledgeable person, Uddhavji Maharaj, he was speechless. He was thinking, I thought that I am coming to give knowledge to these cowherd girls, to these village girls. I knew that they loved Shri Krishna and they trusted him. But now Uddhavji is witnessing how Shri Radha Thakurani and her sakis, they're speaking katha about Shri Krishna from Satya Yuga, from Treta Yuga, and he was amazed. He was speechless. He was thinking, I was considering them to be simple village girls, but now they're speaking about the essence of all the Shastras. Not only that, they are churning all of those understandings, and as a result, they are finding faults with Shri Krishna. They're expressing man, their transcendental anger towards Shri Krishna. So their knowledge is greatest. All the knowledge came to them, and it's there in front of them, folding, offering obeisances with their folded hands. They are there in front of Shri Radha Thakurani. Although they are saying they don't want to hear about Shri Krishna, they are constantly thinking of him, they are calling his name. O Lord of our lives, show yourself to us at least once. So indirectly speaking to Uddhavji Maharaj, Shri Radharani is saying to Bumblebee, oh Bumblebee, don't speak to me about him. I don't want to hear anything about him. And still she's speaking about Shri Krishna. That cheater Krishna has cut nose and ears of Surpanakha. He didn't marry her. He had cut her nose and ears so that no one else would marry her neither. Hey, Bumblebee, look. Bali Maharaj, now Maharaj speaks about Bali Maharaj in Satya Yuga. Bali, it's short A, so it sounds in Bengali as Boli. And the other in Treta Yuga was Bali Maharaj, the king of the monkeys, long A. So Shri Radharani is saying, your cheater Shri Krishna, he has taken the form of small dwarf, small Brahman boy, Vamana Dev. And he went to the greatest army king, Bali Maharaj, asking for three small steps of land, when being promised by Bali Maharaj to get those three steps of land, what did he do? He has taken amazing huge form. And there was no space in holding universe to put his third step. As a result of that, he has sent Bali Maharaj to hellish planets, to Patala Loka. Shri Radharani is saying to Bumblebee, you are thinking, we keep speaking about Shri Krishna and we are not able to give up speaking about him. Shri Radharani is saying, that's true, I cannot say anything against that conclusion of yours. You know, Shri Radharani is saying to Bumblebee, there is some amazing attracting power overwhelming power, bewildering power in Shri Krishna's katha, and we are not able to stop speaking about him. In this way, all these different moods on the ocean and deep from the depths of the ocean of Shri Radharani's transcendental feelings are coming like a different waves rising and going away. Our acharyas are explaining there are four kinds of bhavas appearing in Shri Radharani. First, bhavudoy, appearing of the bhavas, then bhav santya, gathering, meeting of these bhavas, bhav sauvalya, when few of those bhavas are meeting, they're getting great power, and at the end, these bhavas are getting pacified. Bhav udoy, bhav santya, bhav sauvalya, and bhav shanti. Bhav udoy, as when the oceans are rising from, as the waves are rising from the ocean, that's rising of the bhav, transcendental loving feeling of Shri Radharani towards Shri Krishna. When few of such bhavas, few of such waves are meeting, then it's bhav santya, meeting of the bhavas. When few more of such bhavas, few more of such waves are gathering, they're getting great power, so it's called bhav sauvalya. And at the end, they are saying, bhav shanti is coming. When all of those waves that have risen from the ocean of the bhavas get pacified, they go away, then it's called bhava shanti, pacifying of the bhavas. So what's happening then when these bhavas are getting pacified? Shri Radharani is showing some mercy towards Bumblebee. She's showing compassion. So all these different bhavas are rising from the ocean of Srimati Radharani's transcendental loving feelings towards Shri Krishna. Sometimes they're small, sometimes medium, sometimes huge, and then they get pacified. So it's told, bhava udoy, bhava sandhya, bhava sauvalya, and bhav shanti. So here Shri Radharani is again telling to Bumblebee, hey Bumblebee, not only Shri Krishna katha, we actually don't want to know, don't want to hear katha or see anything that has only his blackish hue. Shri Bumblebee, Shri Radharani considers, is saying to her, since I came, you didn't let me speak. You are speaking all the time about Shri Krishna. You are not able to stop speaking yourself. Shri Acharyas are saying that Shri Radharani, from her transcendental loving moods, she is speaking Shri Krishna Katha from Satya Yuga. She is speaking Shri Krishna Katha from Treta Yuga, as he has cut the nose and ears of Surpanaka, how he has killed Kopindra, the king of monkeys, Bali Maharaj. So Shri Radharani is saying all these katha about Shri Krishna in the man, in the mood of her transcendental anger towards Shri Krishna. She's saying, he's such a cruel person. He didn't develop loving relationship with Surpanaka. So what was actually relationship of Surpanaka with Sri Ramachandra. She has heard about him and she has seen him. And naturally, any woman would desire to have such a powerful, qualified, beautiful personality as a husband. So this is why Surpanaka went to Sri Ramachandra. So Sri Radharani is saying to Bumblebee, "O Bumblebee, your Sri Krishna is Sri Ramachandra. He didn't marry Surpanaka, but he has even cut her ears and nose so that no one else would be able to marry her neither. I agree, if Sri Krishna would have been Akanta Brahmachari, constant, pure Brahmachari, then I agree, it would be very bad, it would be improper to go to him and ask him, ask a pure Brahmachari to marry her. But look, he was a married man. He was living in the forest with his wife, Sita. And this woman debauchee, what did he do? He couldn't even take care properly of his own wife. He went away to catch golden deer. He has left his wife alone and she was stolen. He went to hunt, he went to catch golden deer, and his wife was stolen as a result of that. Look how foolish he is. What would be the problem for him to marry another man, another woman? His father, Dasharath, he has married few wives. He had several wives. So he could have married another woman as well. What would be the problem? But your friend, he is such a hard-hearted person, such a cruel person. Since knowing him, we are not willing to see anything that's blackish. What to say about seeing him? And in Satya Yuga, he took birth in Brahmar family as a son of Kashyap and Aditi. So what are qualifications of a Brahmana? All the highest qualities as truthfulness, as following Dharma. He was born as a Brahman, the son of Kashyap and Aditi. And what did he do? He went to greatest dharmic king, Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj had no fault. He was doing puja, he was offering glorifications. And he promised to give him something. He, Vamanadev, he has shown him his small feet. He asked for small 3 steps of land. And when Bali Maharaj was attracted to him, he has seen him, he was attracted to his qualities, and he promised to give him those 3 small steps of land. Immediately after being promised by Bali Maharaj, he has taken huge form. His form has had no end. It was so huge that he couldn't find a place in whole universe to place his third step. So Bali Maharaj, as a small dwarf, small Brahmin boy, he went to sacrifice the area of Bali Maharaj, ask for 3 steps of land. And when he was promised to be given those 3 steps of land by Bali Maharaj, look what did he do. He took this huge form, not being able to place his third step. He told to Bali Maharaj, you're not able to give me place for the third step. You should go to hell. Look how unthankful he is. He told to Bali Maharaj, I'm going to send you to hell. You have promised to give me 3 steps of land. But where is your place for my third step? That's why I'm going to send you to hell. Hey, Bumblebee, what shall you tell about Shri Krishna to us? What Shri Krishna Katha you want to tell us? We know more about him than you. Didn't he tell us? Na parayaham, etc. Hey Radhe, hey Gopis, I'm indebted to you and I will never be able to repay my debt to you. Hey Shilimukh, Shri Radharani is addressing Bumblebee. Hey deceptive Bumblebee, why are you also so naughty? You're trying to speak Shri Krishna Katha to us. Don't you know that we have given up not only Shri Krishna but anything that's blackish? Go away. Go away. Don't come here anymore. Go away from here. Uddhavji Maharaj was amazed. He was speechless. There was nothing he could have say. Nothing could have been told. Shri Radharani is further saying, what else did he do? He have sent Bali Maharaj to Patala, to hellish planets, to Sutala Loka. Shri Radharani is saying, if someone is feeding crow, crow is eating, and afterwards it starts making noise, kra kra. It's calling, the crow is calling its friends. And afterwards, it's even attacking the person that has given him food. The crow is attacking its eyes, his eyes, like meaning the eyes, the face of the person that has given the food to it. So cruel is your friend. So unthankful is your friend as well. As Shri Ramachandra, he was a hero, and it's all right that he was engaged in fighting. It would be all right if he would have killed Bali Maharaj, the king of the monkeys, as a hero. But what did he do? He did it as a cheater, as a hunter. He has killed Bali Maharaj while hiding behind the tree. Our Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, he explained in Gopal Champu, he is quoting Shri Radharani about something that can be seen in this world. Shri Radharani is saying, it's easy to get safe, to save oneself from the tiger, from the elephant. It's easy to get safe from wild animals simply by running from that place, by running away. But when there is Dharma Dvaji, it means the one that only by name is following Dharma, but it in actuality is cheater, such a person may appear to speak nicely. But being a cheater, they are first attracting the person, and then they are bewildering the person. So Shri Radharani is explaining these points. Maybe it's early in the morning, a little bit hard to hear about these difficult topics, but we are going to mention these few sentences and conclude. So Shri Radharani is saying, it's easy to run away from the wild animals and get saved in such a way. But when there is a person that's a cheater, only by name, known as a dharmic person, but in actuality being cheater, they may appear to speak truth, but actually anything they say is lie. So it's very hard to get safe in the presence of such a person. So Shri Radharani is considering that Bumblebee is asking her a question, that what about all those sages that life after life are worshipping Shri Krishna? Shri Radharani is answering to Bumblebee. She's speaking in mood of transcendental anger towards Shri Krishna, in man. And she's saying, all of those saints are actually in Maya, in illusion. We should understand from which level Shri Radharani is speaking, in order to understand properly different levels. We should hear Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, all the different level of personalities and relationships towards Shri Krishna are explained. Shri Radharani is on the highest level, and it's not possible to compare her moods towards Shri Krishna with just some ordinary person, ordinary and or even materialistic person. That's like heaven and hell. That's uncomparable. So Shri Radharani is speaking in the very deep, highest mood of man, transcendental loving anger towards Shri Krishna. So she is saying that all the sages that are worshipping Shri Krishna life after life, that they are actually in illusion, in Maya. This, of course, it's not true. As when the parents are saying to children, getting angry with their behavior, they are saying to children, go to hell. In actuality, they don't mean that, but they are saying so. So the speech of Shri Radharani in her loving anger towards Shri Krishna in man, it's actually glorification of Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. He's very merciful, compassionate towards his devotees. Our Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad in Chaitanya Charitamrita, He's quoting Shri Krishna saying, Priya means Shri Radharani and her sakis, if they are chastising me, Shri Krishna is saying, such chastisement of there is more pleasing to me than all the glorifications of the Vedas. I'm more pleased to hear chastisement of my dear Shri Radha and her sakis. It's more pleasing to me to hear that, their chastisement, than to hear all glorifications, all the stutis of Vedas. My mind and heart is taken, is stolen by their chastisement, by such a kind of speech of their. So Shri Radharani is speaking about the situation when Shri Ramachandra has killed Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj, he thought that actually Shri Ramachandra has taken sides with his brother Sugriv. Seeing Shri Ramachandra, that Shri Ramachandra, he came to kill him. He is now offering obeisances to the Lord. And he is saying, Bali Maharaj, king of monkeys, is saying to Shri Ramachandra, who came to kill him. He was offering glorification to him and saying, you came to kill me in such condemned way while hiding behind the tree. You took sides with my brother Sugriv. Shri Ramachandra answered to him, O fallen soul, O sinful soul, I don't ever take sides with anyone. You're well aware what you have done. You have stolen the wife of your brother Sugriv, Jaya, desiring to enjoy her. That's great sin. Your sin is burden for the earth. This is why I came to kill you. So this what now Shri Bali Maharaj is saying, or this katha of Srimati Radharani, our acharyas are explaining. Shri Radharani is saying that Shri Krishna is a great cheater, and now Bali Maharaj says, you came to kill me while hiding behind the tree, that's improper. But in actuality, it's not like that. There is no fault with what the Lord does, otherwise he wouldn't be known, he wouldn't be considered to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Ramachandra came to kill Bali Maharaj because he actually has stolen the wife of his brother Jaya and he wanted to enjoy her. Now Bali Maharaj, being there in front of Ramachandra dying, he's saying, oh my Lord, the greatest sages throughout their life, they're worshipping you, so that At the end of their lives, they would be able to remember you, to chant your name, and achieve perfection, to attain your dham, your supreme abode. You have come to me, I'm dying now, and still my sin is still present, it hasn't gone away. Seeing Bali Maharaj, hearing him speaking in such a way, Sri Ramachandra, Lord Ramachandra, has shown compassion towards him. He told, O Bali Maharaj, I'm going to forgive you everything. I will revive your body so you can continue living dharmic life. But Bali Maharaj answered, no, I don't want that you regain my body. I have a monkey's body. I have a body of a monkey. And even if you give me further life, I won't be able to worship you properly. So what's the value of having such a life? I wish to die now while having your darshan. And gaining your darshan now, as a result, I will gain your abode at the moment of death. And this is what has happened. At the moment of death, Sri Ramachandra, he was so pleased with Bali Maharaj that Bali Maharaj has gained the Supreme Lord Sri Ramachandra's abode. So Sri Radharani is chastising Sri Krishna, she is finding faults with him, but our acharyas are saying, in actuality, it's not like that. Acharyas are explaining that when Lord kills its enemies, when the Lord kills his enemies, the different, as we heard now, they are the kings of the animals, Ravan himself, then in actuality he is bestowing, the Lord is bestowing his mercy upon them. And that whatever Sri Radharani is saying, she is speaking in the mood of man, transcendental loving anger towards Sri Krishna. That it sounds that she is chastising Sri Krishna. But in actuality, it is not so. It's the supreme way of glorification of Sri Krishna. So there are so many deep meanings in what Sri Radharani is saying. We are going to hear some few more points. We are going to hear about how acharyas explain these points, these deep explanations of our acharyas as well. The acharyas explain that the Lord has appeared in this lineage of Bali Maharaj, now speaking of Satya Yuga Bali Maharaj, that the Lord has appeared in this lineage three times. It's the lineage of Prahlad Maharaj. So, Bali Maharaj, he has desired actually as a dharmic king, he has desired to enjoy heavenly planets, the post of Indra. So Shivamana Dev, he has told to Bali Maharaj, I know that you have desired to enjoy heavenly kingdoms, and this is why actually I'm sending you to these hellish planets known as hellish heavenly planets, where enjoyment is even greater than on the higher planetary planets. This is why I'm going to send you to Sutala Loka, this hellish planet Sutala Loka, where enjoyment is even greater than on the planet of Indra. So what further on happened than Lord Vamanadev has sent Bali Maharaj to Sutala Loka to enjoy there, and he has become his doorkeeper. So this was the greatest blessing actually for Bali Maharaj. Lord Vamanadev told him, I'm very pleased with you actually, not following the order even of your Gurudev. You were attracted to me and you gave a promise to me. In actuality, I'm very pleased with you. I'm going to send you to Sutala Loka that you can enjoy there, and I'm going to be present there constantly with you as your doorkeeper. So in the Shastras, Acharyas are explaining that so many personalities actually are gaining the Lord by bhakti, by devotion. And it's explained but through different ways of devotion, the different personalities achieved perfection. By kirtan, first by Shravanam, it was Parikshit Maharaj. By kirtan, it was Shukadev Muni, that is Sankirtan, chanting the Lord's name together. But when kirtan comes, speaking about the Lord, it was Shukadev Goswami, who was known to have achieved perfection. And like this, through different processes of devotion, different personalities achieved perfection. Shri Prahlad Maharaj by Svaranam, Shri Lakshmi Devi by Pada Sevanam, Akrurji by Vandanam, Pritu Maharaj by Puja, Shri Hanumanji by Dasyam, Arjunji by friendship with the Lord, and the mentioned Bali Maharaj, he was known as the greatest dharmic king, and he has achieved perfection by all these varieties of ways of devotion towards the Lord, Atmanivedanam, completely surrendering himself to the Lord by giving himself. So Shri Radharani keeps speaking to Bumblebee in such a way. All these different waves from the ocean of her loving, transcendental, divine emotions towards Shri Krishna rising and getting pacified. And at the end, Shri Radharani is saying to Bumblebee, it's true. We are not able to give up speaking about Shri Krishna. Shri Krishna's katha, kirtan about him is giving life to us. We are not able to stop. There is some divine, unknown shakti, power in Shri Krishna's katha, that even we desire to give it up, we are not able to do so. Even if we try to give up Krishna katha, even for a moment, all our life will leave us. We will die immediately. There won't be even a tinge of pran, the life force in us, if we stop speaking about Shri Krishna. what kind of magic is there in Shri Krishna's katha? We don't know even ourselves. We have explained earlier, we have heard how the Lord Himself is not aware what kind of power is there in His own name. Yesterday we have told, we have given example how Hanuman's monkeys, they have made the bridge towards Lanka by throwing the stones onto which they have first written the name of Lord Ramachandra into the ocean. And all those stones with Lord Ram's name, they were floating in the ocean. Seeing that, the Lord Ramachandra, he was amazed. He saw all those stones where his name Ram was written, and all the stones were floating. What did Lord Ramachandra do? He went aside, he himself has written his name on the stone, and he has put the stone in the ocean, and the stone have sunk. He himself was not actually aware of the power of his own name. He was looking shyly aside that no one would have seen him. If no one would have seen him, so Shri Radharani is saying, we are not able to give up speaking about Shri Krishna. Shri Radharani admits to Bumblebee, there is some divine power in it. It's giving us life. It's life giving divine power, Shri Krishna's katha. So in this way, Shri Radharani is asking questions and she is answering her known questions. Hearing all of this, Shri Uddhavji is amazed. He is speechless. He thought he would come and give knowledge to them to pacify them. Pacified gopis, Shri Radharani, but now he is witnessing that they have the greatest knowledge and that there is nothing he can say to them. Ultimately, at the end, he has spoken these shlokas, praying to Srimati Radharani. He expressed his desire, he expressed glorification of the dust of the lotus feet of Shri Radharani and the Sakis. He expressed his desire to become the soft grass of Raj in order to be blessed by the dust of Shri Radharani and her Sakis lotus feet. In this way, Shri Radharani continues this kirtan, glorification of Shri Krishna. Shri Uddhavji thought that he is the greatest knowledgeable person, but now coming to Vraj, he realized that this is the greatest knowledge that actually the gopis are having, Shri Radharani and her gopis. Shri Krishna has sent Uddhavji. Externally, the reason was to pacify Vrajavasis. But actually, Shri Krishna himself, he thought, the inner reason why I'm sending my Uddhavji to Vraja is that he gets blessed by witnessing these divine loving moods of Vrajavasis towards me. The highest, deepest loving moods of my Shri Radharani and her Sakis towards me. So we are continuing hearing By Shri Radharani's mercy, you're going to continue speaking about this topic also tomorrow. And by then, we are concluding our katha here.
Jai Jai Sri Radhesham Nitai Gaur Sitanat Premanande Hari Hari Bol.